Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Unstuck, How to Stop Reacting, Start Responding, and Create Lasting Inner Peace by Daniel Sundahl is a self-help and emotional wellness book focused on the gap between automatic reaction and deliberate response. Its central premise is that people do not need to treat themselves as broken, but they do need to understand the mental and emotional patterns that shape their daily behavior. The book positions inner peace not as withdrawal from difficulty, but as a more stable relationship with thoughts, triggers, and emotions. Based on its published description, Sundahl emphasizes clear explanations, practical tools, and a system upgrade approach to personal change. The book is intended for readers who feel controlled by old mental wiring, who take events personally, or who struggle to regulate emotional reactions. Its purpose is practical rather than theoretical to help readers move beyond short-term coping habits toward more conscious, steady, and durable emotional self-management. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the mind as an operating system rather than a broken self. A defining idea in Unstuck is the shift from self-repair language to self-understanding. Sundahl frames emotional difficulty as a product of mental wiring, learned reactions, and internal operating patterns rather than proof that a person is defective. This distinction matters because many self-help books begin with the assumption that the reader must overcome an inner flaw. Here, the emphasis appears to be on observing how the mind runs familiar programs, especially under stress, and then updating those programs through awareness and practice. The operating system metaphor makes emotional change less moralized and more practical. If a reaction is treated as a system output, the reader can ask what input triggered it, what belief or association shaped it, and what alternative response could be installed. This approach also reduces shame, since it separates identity from habit. The reader is not asked to deny pain or suppress emotion, but to see patterns clearly enough to change their influence. The result is a model of growth based on comprehension and adjustment rather than self-condemnation. Secondly, replacing automatic emotional reactions with deliberate responses. The title of Unstuck highlights one of the book's core distinctions: reacting is automatic, while responding is conscious. A reaction tends to emerge quickly from fear, defensiveness, old conditioning, or the desire to regain control. A response requires a pause, even a brief one, in which the person notices what is happening internally before choosing what to do externally. This distinction is practical because many emotional problems are not caused only by the original event, but by the immediate interpretation and behavior that follow it. By teaching readers to stop reacting and start responding, the book addresses the moment where emotional escalation can be interrupted. This does not mean becoming detached or passive. Rather, the goal is to create enough inner distance to avoid being ruled by old wiring. A deliberate response can still be firm, direct, or protective, but it is less likely to be impulsive. The value of this framework is that it treats peace as a trained capacity. Inner stability is built through repeated moments of recognition, pause, and choice. Thirdly, reducing the habit of taking external events personally, a recurring theme associated with the book, is learning to stop letting everything affect the self so deeply. Taking things personally often turns neutral or ambiguous events into threats against identity. A comment, delay, disagreement, or rejection can become evidence of disrespect or inadequacy if filtered through old emotional assumptions. Unstuck appears to address this pattern by helping readers examine the link between external events and internal meaning. The practical insight is that the event itself and the story the mind attaches to it are not the same thing. When those two are fused, the person becomes more reactive because every disturbance feels intimate and urgent. Separating event from interpretation creates room for steadier judgment. This is not a denial that other people can behave unfairly or hurtfully. Instead, it limits the power of outside behavior to define inner state. The benefit is emotional independence. Readers can notice discomfort without immediately converting it into personal injury. In everyday life, this can reduce conflict, defensiveness, rumination, and the need for constant validation. Fourthly, moving beyond coping strategies toward lasting inner stability. The book presents its aim as more than coping. Coping strategies can be useful, but they often manage symptoms after emotional activation has already taken over. Unstuck points toward a deeper form of change in which the reader becomes less vulnerable to being hijacked by familiar triggers. The difference is important. Coping may calm the body, distract the mind, or prevent a harmful action in the short term. Systemic change asks why the same reactions keep returning, and what inner structure keeps producing them. Sundahl uses the language of upgrading the system running life, which suggests a focus on durable mental habits rather than isolated tips. Lasting inner stability in this sense is not a permanent absence of discomfort. It is the capacity to remain oriented when discomfort appears. A person with this stability can experience emotion without becoming fully identified with it. The book, therefore, fits within practical emotional resilience literature, but its distinctive emphasis is on changing the relationship to the mind itself. It treats peace as an internal baseline that can be strengthened, not merely a temporary relief technique. Lastly, using clear tools to translate self-awareness into daily behavior, Unstuck is positioned as a practical guide, not only a reflective discussion of inner peace. Its published description emphasizes clear explanations, compelling insights, and actionable tools. That matters because awareness alone does not always change behavior. Many readers can identify their triggers but still repeat the same reactions in conversations, relationships, work stress, or private rumination. The practical value of a tools-based approach is that it gives readers something to do at the point of activation. Although the available public information does not support listing detailed exercises, the book clearly emphasizes application recognizing old wiring, interrupting automatic emotional patterns, and choosing a more conscious response. This type of guidance is most useful when it is simple enough to use during real situations, rather than only during calm reflection. The book also appears to avoid overly clinical language, making the material accessible to general readers seeking emotional steadiness. Its likely strength is the translation of familiar self-regulation ideas into an approachable framework. Readers are invited to practice change in ordinary moments, where emotional habits are actually reinforced or revised. In conclusion, Unstuck is best suited for readers who feel caught in repeated emotional reactions and want a practical language for changing that pattern. It may be especially useful for people who take criticism, conflict, silence, or disappointment personally, and then struggle to regain balance. The practical benefit lies in its emphasis on the small but important space between stimulus and behavior. By treating emotional reactions as learned operating patterns rather than fixed personal defects, the book can help readers approach self-regulation with less shame and more precision. Intellectually, it offers a simple framework for thinking about the mind as a system that can be observed, understood, and updated. Compared with many books in the emotional wellness category, its distinguishing feature is the combination of inner peace language with an operating system model of change. It does not appear to present itself as a clinical manual or a highly technical psychology text. Instead, it occupies a practical middle ground accessible, direct, and focused on daily emotional management. Readers looking for advanced trauma treatment, extensive scientific citation, or a specialized therapeutic method may need a different resource. Readers looking for clear guidance on moving from reactive coping to more deliberate self-command are the natural audience. If you would like to support Daniel Sundahl, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.